welcome this morning to a tradition of this fellowship. Every year, I am told, the talent comes out of hiding to show itself in fine form, so I know we're in for a treat. The participatory nature of this service today gives an example of how our gifts and talents merge to create something greater than any of us could manage alone. Whoever you are, country rocker or classical purist, you are welcome here. Whatever your identity, whatever your religious or spiritual background or beliefs, you are welcome here. Whatever your age, gender, sexual orientation, or ethnic background, you are welcome here. Whether or not you identify as a wildcat, you are welcome here. Unitarian Universalism is a religion founded on covenant, not on creed. We agree to walk together whether or not we agree on anything else. If that is a religious path that resonates for you, you may have found your congregational home. And if you have attended a few times and think that may be true, you're invited to join me for the next 3 weeks, not today, but the next 3 weeks after that, after the service for about an hour for the Path to Membership class. We'll get to know a bit more about you and you about us, both as UUs and as the UU Fellowship of Manhattan. An RSVP would be helpful so we know how many to plan for. And as most of you know, I am Jonalu Johnstone, your developmental minister, for almost the last month. Since I am still pretty new, we haven't worked everything out about how we are to be together and what we're doing together. And we'll take another step on that path today with a workshop immediately following the service. The workshop will be conducted by Nancy Hagee, regional staff for the Mid-America region. She's here with us this morning for worship. Would you mind standing? So, yes. So we certainly welcome her. I have an announcement from Ann Cowan. The UUFM Social Action Committee has been asked to co-sponsor anti-racism training during Martin Luther King Week next January. And because the committee is small and most members weren't able to attend the last meeting, Ann would like to visit with anyone interested in the project following our service this morning, because we need to make a decision soon about what our participation will be. And this morning, we are pleased to welcome our children and youth to remain with us for the musicale. And I invite Jake forward, oh, there he is, for our chalice lighting. In the light of truth, in the warmth of community, and in the midst of beauty, we gather this day, hoping to find something to inspire, to uplift, and to connect us with what is sacred and good. We light this chalice to celebrate all we gain by gathering as a community. We celebrate the gifts and talents found in the community. Thank you, Jake. One of the great gifts of religious community is the recognition that we are not alone. As human beings, we encounter many challenges along the way. Sometimes our burdens are too heavy to bear alone. We also find delight in our daily life, and when we come together, we learn that sorrows shared are lightened and joys shared are multiplied. It is the time in our service for sharing of those matters in our lives that matter most. Our joys and concerns. And I guess Doug has the microphone.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Molly McGoy. I had a joy of being interviewed by webcam by somebody from the UUA national organization, Pat Kahn, who runs the children's ministry and curriculum development. And she wanted to hear all about our Virtue Ethics service and how that spring class went. She sends a big thank you to any and all of our teens who participated. And I'll be bringing a treat next week to thank everyone. But she's going to be putting the video online. So it might be online as soon as next week. So I was very excited to do that.
Ann Cowan here. I had a joy yesterday. I want to share with all of you that our Social Action Committee co-sponsored a education project on transgender issues, and it was a huge success. It was held at the Congregational Church. Wonderful speakers, a lot of people there, lots of workshops, and we looked good as being one of the co-sponsors.
I'm Kathy Hedge, and my mother never ceases to amaze me. She is in Budapest. And yesterday, she and her husband, my stepdad Steve, met with the ambassador about the book that we did together, the memoirs of his parents, and the saving of the Hungarian gold train. So it was pretty exciting stuff, and we just, despite all the misgivings of her children, it's going really well.
Hi, Ann Marchin. I just wanted to thank Anna Franklin and the other yoga teachers that gave the presentation at the Senior Center yesterday. It was very well attended, and they have a message of peace and meditation, so really enjoyed it. Thanks, Anna.
And we hold in our hearts the joys and concerns that have been spoken, and those unspoken as well. I have been looking forward to this service since shortly after I was hired. Michael made sure that I knew that this was on the agenda, a well-loved kickoff for the regular program year. And those of you who have known me a little bit have had time to figure out that I am a music lover. I've been a singer since about the time I learned to talk, maybe before, I'm not sure. And I have been known to strum a guitar or sit down at a keyboard, though I won't claim any real skill at either of those instruments. But music is more than just idle enjoyment, too. Music speaks when words alone, or any words at all, cannot convey the sentiments that call for expression. I'm reminded of Langston Hughes' short poem, Songs. I sat there singing her songs in the dark. She said, I do not understand the words. I said, there are no words. Music connects at the heart, at an emotional level, and for many people at a spiritual level. Through the centuries, music has come to religion in a variety of forms, cantatas and chants, drum beats and dirges, anthems and antiphons, gospel, classical, rock, jazz, all genres imaginable. As Unitarian Universalists, we are not limited to what is labeled as religious or sacred music. We may find inspiration and connection in much music that's labeled secular, as well as in sacred forms. Slavomir recently commented that this congregation has developed a practice of deep listening to the music that's offered in our services. So I invite that this morning. Whatever your idea of good music is, whether it's rock or Bach, gospel or Gregorian chant, I hope you'll find something you like this morning, and even more, something that lifts you up beyond your day-to-day existence, something worthy of deep listening. So let us unstop our ears and open our hearts and hear the music from the depths of our souls.
Awake, 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 awake.
Dites-moi pourquoi la vie est belle. Dites-moi pourquoi la vie est gaie. Dites-moi pourquoi, chère mademoiselle, est-ce que parce que vous m'aimez?
Last on the ground, you in midair, send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. send in the clowns. Send in the clowns.
Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there.
Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns.
Don't bother them.
Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. But where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next
last year for this program, I was concerned about immortality, and my song was John Prine's Please Don't Bury Me, and the line is, you know, please don't put me in the cold, cold ground, just cut me up and pass me around, you know, give my eyes to the sightless, give my knees to the needy, give my ears to the both ears if they can, the hard, hard of hearing, if they don't mind the size. Well, my concern today is starting over. And the song I'm going to do is Della and the Dealer, and the composer of the song, Hoyt Axton. You may know Hoyt Axton or remember him. He was the dad in Gremlins, and he had a very successful career as a singer and actor and songwriter. But my concern about starting over goes back several years. When I was a senior in high school, I read Somerset Maugham's Of Human Bondage, and read as this young man kept slipping back in his efforts to change, and he ultimately did. A few years later, my first year in graduate school, I read A New Life by Bernard Malamud, and his take on this has some resemblance to Hoyt Axton's. And you may recall just a few Sundays ago, Reverend Johnstone's first sermon was about, starting over in a sense. Now, here's the thing. It took almost 700 pages for Somerset Maugham to spin his yarn. A New Life, Malamud was better, but almost 400 pages. And even Reverend Johnstone's sermon was 20 minutes or so. This can be done in 2.5 minutes. It is concise, which means that it's important that you listen carefully to the words. That will have the added benefit of paying less attention to the performance. Oops, I better turn so I got the words. It was Della and her dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. They left Manhattan in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west where the wild sun sets and a coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way, there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love tune, and Della got a fire in her eye. The dealer had a knife, the dog had a gun, and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool, and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean and jealous of the fire in her eye. He snorted his coke through a century note and swore that Boone would die. The stage was set when the lights went out, there was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran from the bar back door and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Two shadows ran from the bar that night and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on a pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. They left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the cat was cool and if that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word.
This week is Helping Hands Sunday, which means that our offering, all the offering, unless otherwise designated, goes to our Helping Hands recipient. And this month's is CASA, the court-appointed special advocates. And the speaker listed there to introduce us to CASA was unable to be here, and so in her place is Diane Peichel, who is going to tell us a bit about CASA.
Thank you. Well, she already told you what the CASA means, that it is a court-appointed special advocate for children. Okay, every year, a million children are victims of child abuse and neglect in the United States. In our own community, we serve Pottawatomie, Riley, and Clay counties. CASA volunteers advocated for 137 victims of child abuse and neglect in 2014. That's seven classrooms full of children. These children need strong advocates and role models to help them in the time of crisis in their young lives. We need volunteers to help with these children. They have been through court already, so they know that they're in special needs. Now we need, it started off by a judge who in special family court noticed there was no one to speak for the child's behalf. So this is how CASA came about. CASA is volunteers who help with the children and represent the child in the court system and gets approval of where to into a loving, caring home. And we need volunteers, and I want to thank you all, and thanks for your donations that are going to CASA, because we also need money to put on these programs and to train these volunteers. And I appreciate it so much. And I have a table that will be outside there. If anyone wants more information on the CASA, I would love to give it to you. Thank you.
Hey, do ha. Shakespearean play.
Yes.
Correct. You got that one right. What was the original title of West Side Story? East Side Story. You didn't know that one, did you? It was originally set as a conflict between a gang of Jews and a gang of Italians in the southeast part of Manhattan, hence the title East Side Story. However, by the time they actually got around to producing it, those gangs no longer existed, and so they moved it to the Upper West Side when it became a conflict between Puerto Ricans and Poles. Only the Polish part got lost, and they just made it a street gang. So, there, you got one right, got one wrong. I guess you get a C.
Thank you.
This piece that we're going to sing is very old. The first published version of it, 1830. Then it was down in the valley to pray, but pretty soon down in the river to pray became the way to go. Now, it's important to know that the people who sang this song were not Methodists. They were not Presbyterians. They were not Lutherans. They were Baptists. And they were going down in the river to do important things.
Can you play a B? Let's switch it. Low B.
There we go. Thank you.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down in the river to pray. I went down in the river to pray, studying about the good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, children, let's let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, children, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
Well done. Way to go.
In case you haven't noticed, we've come to the serious part of the program. The story and dance is true. Some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent, and a couple of guilty ones, maybe. Out in style with my sincere smile and my dancing bear. Outrageous, alarming, courageous, charming. Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair yous can be. Just showing off. Seen at the nicest places, well, where fit faces all stop to stare. Making the grandest interest, Simon Smith in his dancing bed. They'll love us, won't they? They feed us, don't they? Attraction everywhere will be Simon Smith and his dancing bear. It's Simon Smith and the amazing
We're live now. We are going to sing around, and the words which were to but disappeared somewhere are these: all things shall perish from under the sky. All things shall perish from under the sky. Music alone shall live. Music alone shall live. Music alone shall live. Music alone shall live. Music alone shall live, never to die.
Music alone shall live, never to die.
We're going to sing it about three times, and as you get it, you join us, and then we will send elements of the group out to help you sing it as a round, the way it's supposed to be done. Okay? All right. All right.
Music shall perish from under the sky. Music alone shall live. Music alone shall live. Music alone shall live. Never to die. All things shall perish from under the sky.
And it's a three-part round, which means it gets sung three times. No. Oh, well, you want to stand? Well, suit yourselves. You can stand. No, I think sitting down is.
Oh, stand.
Well, all right. She who must be obeyed. All right. So the first group right here. You ready?
May the music dwell in our hearts, giving us sweet melodies, vibrant harmonies, steady and compelling rhythms, and rich textures to inspire lives lived with beauty, integrity, and compassion. So may it be. Amen.